Introduction panel, The Thinness of the Air, Arezzo and its territory in the Alinari archives. Whereupon Michelangelo, reasoning with Vasari, once jokingly said, "Giorgio, if I have anything good in my mind, it comes from being born in the thinness of the air of your town of Arezzo." Giorgio Vasari, The Lives of the Most Excellent Painters, Sculptors, and Architects, Florence, 1568. It was 1856 when the Alinaris, still at the beginning of their activity, under the guidance of the founder Leopoldo, revived the Chiusa delle Chiane in a grandiose amphitheater vision. It is the first act of work on the territory that will involve many generations of operators of the Florentine plant, well into the first half of the 20th century. Alinari and Brogi, photographer editors as they called themselves, engaged in a monumental work of documentation of the Italian cultural heritage, and will take up lands of Arezzo through the themes of art, landscape, and work. And it was precisely starting from Arezzo that Vittorio Alinari undertook in 1908 a photographic journey along the course of the Arno, a poetic testimony on his personal artistic research updated on the avant-garde photographic currents in Europe, parallel to the enlightened activity of entrepreneur at the helm of Fratelli Alinari. During the 20th century, the amateur photographer of Aurelio Monteverdi, the artistic research of Vincenzo Bolocchi, the extraordinary value of the documentation work of the Valdarno lignite mines, leads us to the discovery of the other ways of vision. The exhibition, drawing from the deposit of visual memories that are today the Alinari archives, opens a window of 100 years of history of the area from 1856 to 1954. What emerges is a natural context characterized by a grandiose landscape, discontinuity, and well beyond the intentions of the individual photographers, a focus of its social landscape, a system of the valleys delimited by hilly arches and high mountains punctuated by a great wealth of medieval art, an economy mainly based on agriculture which, however, sees the launch of important industrial initiatives. In short, land of farmers, laundresses, shepherds, monks, men and women of ingenious industriousness. If compared to today, these images inevitably confront us with the transformative nature of time, bringing out elements of continuity and relevant landscape and social changes, and of however every land like a face has identity characteristics that remain over time, the breadth of the variegated horizons and the vivid traces of a long history of industrious creativity can be summarized in the subtlety of the air to which Michelangelo, jokingly with Vasari, has attributed his own ingenuity.